And it is our first Storm Lake St. Mary's School Spotlight of the year. And joining us is Principal Ryan Berg. First time I've said that, Berger. Principal Ryan Berg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, appreciate your time. And let's talk about some of the things that went on over the summer months now at St. Mary's. You were telling me via email that there's been some changes made inside the school.
Yes, we've had many structural updates to our building with different areas, thanks to generous support and donations and things from various people from the St. Mary's family. So we've had our high school science room was completely renovated to kind of go along with the renovations we did last summer of our middle school science room. So it is now the Bernard and June Beck Christensen Science Room. So complete overhaul of the entire room, new cabinets, floors, desks, the whole works, and lots of new science equipment and technology, computer carts, and all those kinds of things going in there to help make the science experience for our students, much more high tech and fits with all the STEM and science standards and all those kinds of things. So that was one great improvement. And then our bathrooms on our first floor that kind of are in the area of our gymnasium have been completely renovated to be handicap accessible. And so it'll be a totally new look for those who are used to coming in and using those facilities during events in our building. And much of that was thanks to donations from the St. Mary's Ball last spring and from previous balls too, where they've kind of earmarked some funds specifically for updating those areas.
Okay.
And then just over the end of last week, we finally have our new bleachers that have been installed in our Panther Pit as well. So they're the new style of bleacher, and they're gray and black, and that is thanks in part to our athletic boosters and the Knights of Columbus and a few grants and other fundraising efforts that kind of helped make that all possible as well.
A lot of people pitching in, and if we move on to our next subject now, as I mentioned off the top, Principal Berg, and something you've kind of initiated here in your new role is a new motto. It's called the Panther Way. Tell me a little bit more about this.
You bet. Our elementary students kind of participate in PBIS as kind of a behavioral system and things. So this kind of fits in nicely as kind of a next step as they get on into middle school and high school. So I just kind of sat down over the summer and kind of put together a little explanation of something that kind of fits with every letter of the word Panther to kind of represent what we see as being good behavior from our students and staff that kind of fits with, you know, how a family would act together as part of our family atmosphere that we have here. So we have the P stands for pray together. As a Catholic school, we definitely emphasize our Catholic identity and that faith-filled experience. The A stands for act responsibly. N is to never make excuses. T, tell the truth. H, help each other out. E, again, another faith-filled part of things with embrace Christ. And R, rejoice in others' successes. So kind of saw all those things as being things that good families do together in some way or another, and that's kind of how we want our students to live out their days here in St. Mary's and on into the world afterwards, too, that we're trying to produce, you know, students who definitely will be good model citizens as they get out in the work world and everything, too.
Very nice. And before I let you go, there's a nice gentleman that is in the school building on a daily basis. I like to call him the Sass Man, but everybody calls him Mr. Sassman, who's going to be getting recognized with the Good Shepherd Award. I just heard this. That dinner's coming up, what, early October, I think?
Late October. October 21st,
okay.
It's a Sunday, is the Bishop's Dinner, which annually recognizes educators and other staff people at the Catholic schools in the Sioux City Diocese. And any of our families or community members who would like to attend that dinner are certainly welcome to go and support Mr. Sassman in his receiving that award that day. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $125. It's a event that's in Sioux City at the Convention Center that begins at 4 o'clock that day and goes until about 7:30, 8 o'clock or so that evening. And so if anybody's interested in tickets for that, they can call our parish office and maybe ask for Dawn Prosser. She's instrumental in helping organize that events for this year as well. So Jay is definitely deserving of the recognition for all the hard work he does, and it would be great to see lots of our Storm Lake and St. Mary's community members there to support him at that event.
Yeah, and the guest speaker, keynote speaker, is that one particular, I can't think of her name, the nun.
Sister Miriam.
There, her name. Okay.
So,
hey, Ryan, listen, thank you so much. I will look forward to visiting not only with yourself, but some of your staff members throughout the school spotlight year, and appreciate it. Have a great day.
You bet. We thank you for everything you guys do to help get the word out there on things for us.
That's what it's for, the school spotlight every other week with Storm Lake St. Mary's right here on Storm Lake Radio.